This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. God Save the Queen and Her Handmaids. Written by BJ, Dara Lee Starscream. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category, multi. Fandom, supernatural. Relationships, Dean Winchester U, Dean Winchester Reader, Dean Winchester / Charlie Bradbury / Reader, Dean Winchester / Charlie Bradbury / U, Charlie Bradbury / U, Charlie Bradbury Reader. Characters, Dean Winchester, Charlie Bradbury, Reader, U. Additional tags, threesome, FFM, LARPing, vaginal sex, face sitting, safe, sane, consensual, out of character, Charlie Bradbury. Summary. What if Charlie and Dean were open to a little experimentation? Notes. Out of character, Charlie. She never gives the slightest indication she's into guys in any way in canon, and I love her Sibs from Different Cribs relationship with the boys. This is just a titillating thought experiment. All recognizable intellectual properties are owned by their respective creators and holders of any copyrights or trademarks. This is a not-for-profit work of fan art and protected by fair use.
You're not weirded out or nothing?
A little, Charlie admits. She's not throwing your sketchbook across the room, which is encouraging. I mean, I don't do guys. Like, at all. But, looking up from your pencil sketch of the Queen of Moons being serviced by her newest handmaid, his head between her legs and your head between his, Charlie admits. If I did? Hell yeah, I'd hit that. The germ of an idea doesn't go away. Not that having Charlie as your girlfriend is in any way unsatisfying. Charlie's an enthusiastic partner and spoils you rotten in bed. And fantasies are fantasies. They belong in the imagination where it's safe and sane, and you're not asking your lady to do something that'll gross her out and fuck up a friendship she treasures. Nevertheless, at the next fair, an alliance between the kingdom and the warriors of yesteryear scores a huge victory over the Shadow Orcs, thanks in no small part to the brothers Winchester. At the victory feast, the queen knights them Sirs Sam and Dean. You're on hand with a victory garland, draping it around Dean's neck and pulling him into a hug for the traditional peck on each cheek. Your aim's a little off, though, and the second kiss lands on the corner of his mouth and lingers just a heartbeat too long. Blame the booze you haven't been drinking. Fetching a bottle of wine, sparkling grape juice for designated drivers, you rejoin your queen and fill her cup. Is my lady enjoying the feast? She asks, cool and regal in a way that makes you want to curl up at her feet in shame. Very much, Your Majesty, you answer. So I see. Charlie's gloved hand slips under your chin and tips your eyes to meet hers. To your shock, they're not angry or hurt. They're considering, speculative, heated. The spit in your mouth dries. The last time Charlie had that look, the night had ended in 3 noise complaints. You regret nothing. Charlie stands from her throne. Sir Dean. Putting down the turkey leg he'd been busy tearing apart, Dean says,
Yes, Your Queenness.
A word. She tips her head. When you get up to follow, she leans close and says, For your ears alone. Stay here, baby. I'm just going to talk to him. Punctuated with a quick kiss. It's a long wait. Maybe just a few minutes by linear time, but your anxious little brain stretches it to an age. You sit at the queen's table and pick at your food, appetite gone as your tummy roils. What's going on? Is Charlie breaking up with you? Over a stupid fantasy? You should have been clear. Nothing is worth risking your relationship. Charlie's the best thing that's happened to you in a long time. She deserves the world. She definitely deserves better than you. You look up from your sausage and potato pie in time to watch Sam getting dragged out by his sword belt by a lady with long blonde hair and an impish smile. Well, good. A thorough debauching every once in a while is healthy, and adventurers of all genders and races would happily fight for the privilege of debauching Sir Sam. Hey, my lady. Charlie takes her place at the head of the table. You okay? You look a little peaky. I'm well, Your Majesty. Thank you. You reply. Charlie isn't looking at you weird or like she wants to talk. If anything, she looks beautiful. Red hair burning under simulated candlelight, pink cheeks highlighting her strong features. Every inch the queen, and you can hardly wait to worship and adore her. Where's Sir Dean? If he's looking for his brother, tell him to check the scholars' tents. Galandria the Wicked? Charlie grins. Way to go, Sam. Dean's fine. We just had to talk about stuff. All right, then. You smile as a weight rolls off your heart. Discussion had nothing to do with your dumb, porny fantasies. Overreacted again, as usual. Keep your secrets. This time, you reach for the hard cider. A bit later, your head's buzzing just a little, and your body feels light as clouds under your mage robe and a red cloak. The feast's starting to break up, with overnight campers heading for their beds and everyone else heading for the parking lot. Charlie, being queen and on the organizing committee, gets one of the little cabins tucked a ways back off the main path. It's a beautiful night, cool enough the bugs aren't biting, and away from the city lights, the sky is swarming with stars. Dim light glows through the cabin windows. A fire's already been laid. Think we should put the bed down in front of the hearth and screw ourselves silly, you tell Charlie. Then what? Charlie asks, throwing an arm around your shoulders and kissing you. Her mouth tastes like apples and grapes, a taste that wakes up your whole body in that super special way. Fall asleep, wake up around the crack of one, and repeat. Always good to have my master strategist on hand. Wait, strategist? Charlie opens the cabin door and pulls you inside, pinning you to the wall and plundering your lips. Beneath her tunic and leggings, her body is all warm angles and soft swells, making you weak all through. Wow, you breathe when you both finally come up for air. Wow, Charlie says back, smiling that secret smile.
Wow.
You scream in surprise, a thunderclap of pure shock damn near stopping your heart. It's okay, Charlie says, wrapping you in a tight hug and letting you hide your lobster red face against her shoulder. It's okay, baby. We didn't mean to scare you so bad. She looks at the figure seated at the little cafe table. Told you so. Chuckling, Sir Dean stands and wraps his arms around you and Charlie. He smells like beer and clean sweat and a faint bite of aftershave. He's warm and rumbly, and the parts of you that likes men falls over in a faint.
Sorry, ladies, he says, low chest voice. I thought you saw me from outside.
You scared the shit out of me, Dean. You swatted him like a bug. From conversation distance, it's easy to overlook how much bigger most men are than you. Dean's arms fit you and Charlie with room to spare, and your head barely comes up to his collarbone. Next to Sammy looks short. In real space, not so much.
I'm sorry. Honestly, I'm sorry.
Dean palms your jaw, tipping your head until his eyes fill your world.
Let me make it up to you.
He says, as his head dips low and he presses those patrician lips to yours. His kiss is brief, but not brotherly. We talked about it, Charlie says,
holding you in one arm and winding the other around Dean's waist. And on the understanding anyone can call stop the second they get weirded out. And, Dean says in all seriousness, all play gone, adult in a way you've never seen him behave before. That I'm the guest here, and your relationship comes first. You guys look like you got a good thing going. I don't want to fuck that up for you.
Are you seriously?
You say as your sex organs flood your bloodstream with ovarian wine, and you cup a high that makes Adderall feel like a cup of decaf.
Yeah,
Charlie tells you, eyes sparkling. Safe word?
Blue Jay,
you say automatically. Carburetor, Dean says.
Debug.
Charlie winds it up. She clears her throat. For just a second, she looks wound tighter than a piano string. Anybody uses their safe word, everything stops. Playtime's over and we all put our clothes back on. Okay? Yes, Your Majesty, Dean says. It sounds glib, but it's not. He's being serious. Not what you were expecting, considering how hard he was flirting with every female between the ages of 20 and 60 just a few hours ago. Yes, you agree. Smiling that tender, wicked Charlie smile, your queen kisses you, hungry, demanding. Dean comes up behind you, taking your cloak off your shoulders as Charlie undoes the full moon pin at your throat. With a surprisingly deft and delicate touch, he pulls the pins from your hair and spreads it down your back. As Charlie's lips slip down your neck, Dean turns your head to his. This kiss isn't brief. It's a thumb on your chin, pressing your mouth open, and a clever tongue slipping in to caress yours. The thought of that tongue being clever elsewhere makes you sigh. Your mage robe is a simple red shift dress, tied at the throat and given shape by your belt of many things. Charlie works on your belt, and Dean unties the ribbon. It feels like your clothes just melt away, leaving you in a plain white cotton slip. Dean makes another of those deep chest rumbles when he notices you're not wearing a bra. Charlie caresses your face, reaches higher to caress Dean's. He closes his eyes and leans into her touch, like a cat savoring a chin scratch. Pulling you up into his arms, Dean carries you to where he's fixed a bed on the floor in front of the fireplace. Charlie's there as he lays you down and lays himself down behind you. She slips up close, tangling her legs with yours. Between their still-dressed bodies, you feel very small, more naked than naked, and so wet you're squishing. Dean's hips roll. You gulp at the bulge pressing against your ass. You haven't had those parts in your bed in years. You'd forgot how demanding they are. Charlie can be a greedy lover, but she's as giving as she is greedy and creative. You don't know Dean, how patient he's capable of being. Plenty of otherwise kind men forget themselves in the moment, stop being careful, wound without meaning to. Charlie's hands go under your slip and slide off your panties, her gloved hands, all warm and soft leather stroking your skin. Gloves are a weakness of yours. Your breath catches and you quiver. Texture play, Charlie explains, stroking the back of her hand across your lips. Really? Smiling lips kiss your shoulder. Let me see something. Picking up your hand, Dean puts his cheek to the soft skin below your wrist. Your mouth falls open at the scrape of evening beard, followed by fur? Whatever it is, it's soft. Okay, that's new, Charlie says, giggling. Even in your state, you can't help but laugh as Dean jingles a lucky rabbit's foot. Did you like that? He asks you, smiling when you nod. He does it again, dragging his stubble down your neck and following it with soft lips and fur. Smooth leather and calloused palms pet your body, over and under your slip. There's no sense of hurry. You could believe both your lovers would be content to just stay like this, worshiping your body. Pushing you back into Dean's arms, Charlie kisses you hard. Dean's arms wrap tight around your waist. Charlie takes the high road and Dean takes the low road. You moan deep and throaty as her hands and mouth lavish attention on your tits and he slides his fingers over your clit. You barely hear soft voices giving instruction and encouragement as you feel a nuclear megaton orgasm building. Nuclear megaton, and the evening's barely started.
There it is. Dean rasps as you thrash in his grip. At just the right instant, Charlie pinches down hard on your nipples, just the right sting of pain to make you squeak and clench. You choke on your breath as bliss sparks every nerve. Charlie presses close and you ride out your climax, squashed between their bodies.
Hey, pretty.
Charlie smiles as you heave to get your breath back. You okay in there? You answer with a fierce kiss, all teeth and tongue. Kissing and nipping the way that makes her giggle and moan. Her tunic comes off, and you peel her out of her tank top and leggings.
Whoa, baby,
she says as you palm her pussy through her underwear. She's turned on, massively. You can feel the damp.
I think our guest is feeling neglected.
Rolled to his side, face red, eyes half-lidded and a hand rubbing in his crotch, Dean gulps.
I'm fine. Really.
For someone who lies as much as you do,
Charlie tells him, you suck at it, dude. Blowing out a breath, Dean holds out a hand.
Come here.
Getting Dean undressed proves a group project. He goes a little overboard on accessories, all bits of leather and chainmail. He's even got an actual boot knife in his boot, one that's not a prop. As he shucks and tosses his thermal undershirt, your eyes widen. No wonder he dresses in layers. If he were allowed to walk around in anything fitted, anyone who likes men would follow him in a conga line, worshiping the ground he walks on. And from the waist down, okay, it's been a while, but he looks big. And by cock standards, his looks good. Inspires all kinds of delicious ideas. Like if he ever decided to, he could make a living doing porn. Turning red, Charlie mutters,
oh, Moby Dick.
Are you all right? You ask, doing your best to put a pinch collar on your libido in case Charlie hits the ditch switch.
Yeah, fine. Just,
Charlie gulps, not used to seeing one of those in the wild.
Charlie.
Dean takes her hand, sits up to kiss her forehead, her cheek, her lips.
It's okay. Just like we talked about. Say the word. I'm gone.
No, I'm okay.
Believe me, I am way more turned on than freaked. You swing a leg over and straddle Dean's thick legs. It's warm in here, so warm, a fine sweat's making your slip cling to your skin. You wrap your hand around Dean's erection and give it a gentle, ringing pull. His eyes flutter and he moans, burying a hand in Charlie's silky hair and deepening his kisses. For a moment, Charlie goes stiff. Her face squinches a second, like she just tasted something nasty. A little bit at a time, she relaxes. Her hand comes up and cups Dean's cheek, a light caress you felt a thousand times. You feel it in your own body, long, clever fingers stroking down your face, down your body, learning the lay of muscle and skin. Dean smiles against her mouth as Charlie pets the hair sprinkled across his chest, sighs, as she thumbs his nipple to a point. Reaching behind Charlie's back, Dean asks,
is it okay if I take this off?
Charlie huffs out a laugh.
You would know how to do that one-handed.
I need a yes or no.
Smiling, Dean adds,
command me your worshipfulness.
Charlie nods. Yes. Dean pops the clasp on Charlie's bra and she shimmies it down her arms. You can't resist. You lean over and help Dean show Charlie's rounded little tits some love. Shivers crawl down your spine as Charlie's nails scratch your scalp. In your peripheral vision, you can see Dean copying you, alternating caresses with his lips and clamping with his teeth, making Charlie's nipples go hard and pointy. One of his big hands goes down Charlie's panties, making her arch and cry out. Through the translucent white fabric, you can watch him doing to her what he just got done doing to you, tickling her clit, tracing her lips, caressing inside slow and gentle, making Charlie mewl. In your hand, you can feel Dean's cock throbbing, weeping pre-cum on your fingers. Jesus God, That's gonna feel fucking good inside you. You're torn. Ride Dean's dick until he passes out, or watch him pleasure your girlfriend until she passes out. The way you're feeling, either would get you off good and hard. Charlie whines as Dean takes his fingers out from between her legs. They're slick with Charlie's nectar, and he licks them clean like a kid licking candy, something he can't get enough of. He grabs the back of your head and kisses the taste into your mouth. Charlie decides she wants in, and the three of you start laughing as tongues and lips all mush and tangle with each other. "Condoms?" you ask. "Belt pouch," Dean says. As you go digging, you can't resist blowing a jet of air across the wet head of Dean's cock, making his body quiver. His hand clenches the bedsheets as he fights to stay passive, let you do with him as you will. The man's control is phenomenal and a major turn-on in and of itself. "Guys, I got an idea," you say as you unroll the latex over Dean. You do indeed got an idea. A wonderful, awful idea that has you dripping on Dean's thighs. You explain, and holy shit, Dean's cock jumps in your hand. "Would you be okay with doing that?" "Yes, yes. Sacred name of Crom, yes," Charlie says. She's beautiful when she's strung out on lust like this, all tension and fire. "Oh, hell yeah," Dean says low, rough. Laying out flat on his back, he taps a finger to his smiling lips. "Come here, Your Majesty. Your throne awaits." "That is," Charlie says, sucking back a chortle, "the single cheesiest thing I have ever heard anyone say in bed. Ever." "Sit on my face and tell me that you love me," you sing, and both Charlie and Dean bust out laughing. Giggling, you raise your hips off Dean's legs and situate yourself over his cock. You and Dean gasp together as your bodies connect, and you let your legs relax, sinking down over him ever so slowly. You're so wet, everything glides, and he's so thick, just on the right side of too much. "God, baby," Charlie breathes, wide eyes fixed on your trembling body.
"Yeah,"
Dean agrees. He plucks at your slip and you pull it over your head and off. The shift in weight pushes Dean in even deeper and he moans, fingers clenching your hips and every muscle in his body pulling tight.
"Holy hell, tightest little pussy."
"Dean," Charlie warns.
"I can't help it. Your girl's fucking hot. I mean," he gulps as your pussy walls quiver around him. "Look at her."
"I am," Charlie says. "Less talking, more sex," you suggest.
"Oh, such a good idea," Dean agrees. "Lose the panties and come here, Charlie. Please."
"Go," you insist, fighting the need to get Dean's dick deep as deep gets and fuck him until he screams. "I want to watch him get you off." "Meep," Charlie squeaks. Her panties come off and she puts her knees on either side of Dean's head.
"Little wider,"
Dean directs.
"Can you kind of, right, arch your back a little? Perfect."
"Oh," Charlie gasps as Dean parts her bush and pussy lips with his fingers, presses kisses everywhere except where they need to go. Charlie loves pulling that trick on you, making you beg like a condemned man at the block. "My God, Winchester, you're a fucking tease." Dean's jaw moves as he smiles. You can see the muscle in his throat pump as he runs out his tongue. Crying out, Charlie tosses her head, fanning her hair out in a sheet of flaming red. You grind down and around Dean's cock, panting out a moan. "Feels good. Feels so very goddamned good." You brace your hands on Dean's belly for leverage and start taking deep, long pulls, clenching and squeezing him, tipping your hips until he's stroking somewhere that makes your body floaty. Charlie's whole body jolts. Dean's teeth must be coming out to play. "Just a little," she wheezes. "Just a little. Jesus fucking Christ, Dean." She reaches out, gripping the back of your neck and clonking your foreheads together. Wood smoke and sex and the scent of Charlie's hair fill your nose.
Your girl's got that look she gets when the sex is really good. Her massive brain's gone out for a cup of coffee and she's totally there, present in her own body. All grace and strength as she chases her pleasure. Forget queen. When she's like this, Charlie looks like a goddess. The internal trembles heralding a truly epic orgasm take hold. Dean grunts as you ride him harder. Charlie moans as Dean's arms clamp around her thighs.
Yes, right there, right there. I'm almost there. More. God, don't stop.
Charlie loses track of her words and her body arches. She screams Dean's name as he fastens his mouth over her pussy, grunting as your body locks tight around him and you come so hard you blow up. Your orgasm isn't even over when Dean lets Charlie go and flips you on your back. You don't have breath to scream as he pins you to the mattress and fucks you hard. Hard enough to bruise, but at the moment the pain is news from a distant land. Charlie reaches between your bellies and you scream her name as she finds your clit. Dean rams himself full length inside you and freezes, his eyes slipping closed and his mouth dropping open as he comes. As you come around him, a spine-breaking, heart-seizing thing that goes on half your fucking life. There might have been a feint in there somewhere. Charlie's here, pecking tiny kisses on you and Dean's faces.
Wow, she pants. You okay? Talk to me. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster, you tell her dazedly.
Right on cue, Dean da-das the opening bars to rags to riches, and all three of you collapse into a fit of the giggles. Chuckling, Dean kisses you and Charlie, peels himself off of you, and heads for the bathroom. Tucking herself close to your side, Charlie twines her arms around you.
You okay, baby?
She asks quietly. You're still a little winded, your neurons firing off tiny sparks.
I'm awesome. Nuzzling into her hair, you ask, are you okay?
I'm surprisingly fine, she says. The man's an artist with his mouth. From the bathroom, you hear the toilet flush and water running in the sink. Dean emerges a moment later, gloriously unclothed and holding a towel and a couple washcloths. You cover another giggle.
Nakers.
Looking down at himself, Dean's smile fades. Give me a second. I'll get dressed and get out of your hair.
I did not dismiss you, Sir Dean, Charlie says crisply. My court mage, she kisses your cheek, proposed a battle strategy, and we are in dire need of your, she squeaks the word, skills.
The smile's back, dark and promising trouble in all the best ways. Your humble servant awaits your orders.
Get down here. You pat the empty sheet next to you.
Dean hands you and Charlie the warm washcloths, and you tidy yourselves as he lies down in the space left for him. He turns on his side and curls up a little, his body and Charlie's body enclosing you like parentheses marks. Between them, you're warm as a cat in a sunbeam and just as ready to sleep for days.
What's the plan?
Dean asks, rumbling low, his hand holding Charlie's and resting on your belly. Already drifting, you say.
Fall asleep, wake up around the crack of one, and screw ourselves silly again.
Solid plan. Love this plan.
Dean says. Tactical genius.
Did you bring the toy box? Charlie asks.
Mm-hmm. You grunt, a part of your mind wondering how high Dean might jump if you put the bulb end of Mr. Shakes right behind his. The end.